Blog Talk Radio.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Hayya ala salam. Hayya ala salam. Hayya ala salam. Hayya ala salat. Quack quack matisala, quack quack matisala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Juma Mubarak. Welcome to the Supreme Wisdom Lessons broadcast, Temple Church Mosque Masjid Number 0, Blog Talk Radio. I will offer important announcements while our worshipers are offering their sunnah. Bismillah. Important announcements, brothers and sisters, and online listeners and guests who arrived here at the Al-Ummah's Temple Masjid and on the listener's dial-in number. If you have not yet, please offer your sunnah and greet al-masjid 2 raka'ats. Ramadan Mubarak. In 7 minutes, we will air live Juma's Al-Kukka sermon, Ramadan Hajr year 1437, 2016, by Imam Khatib Ayatollah Mujtahidi Lady Malika Maryam Alouma. Thank you for listening to the Supreme Wisdom Lessons broadcast, Blog Talk Radio. If you like this show, you can follow the Supreme Wisdom Lessons broadcast at www.blogtalkradio.com. The Supreme Wisdom Lessons. You can also listen to the show or the Kippa sermon at Al-Ummah's Family Supreme Store.simdiv.com. Listen to on demand archives or dial in listeners number 516-387-1994. Place your order of today's transcript by Al-Ummah's Temple Masjid, the Supreme Wisdom Lessons broadcast. email address, thesupremewisdomlessons@yahoo.com. Those who just arrived, please be sure to greet our Master two rak'ahs and thereafter be seated quietly. Don't forget to mute your phones. Our listeners on the listeners dial-in number, you too may greet our masjid by pressing speaker and mute your phone. Find a clean area and perform two rak'ahs. If you want to call in live and speak with the imam, be sure to dial 516-387-1994. You will be able to hear the Juma services while you are on hold. Enjoy the cup of salmon. Thank you for listening. The Supreme Wisdom Lessons broadcast, Temple Mosque Masjid Number 0, Blog Talk Radio. Now airing important announcements. The sacred month of Ramadan, Hijra year 1437, 2016 in the Middle East, has started on the evening of Monday, June 6th, and ends in the evening of Tuesday, July 5th, approximately 29 days. In America, varied in other countries, Ramadan 2016 has started on June 7th, evening of Wednesday, July 6th, 2016, approximately in 30 days on the day of Eid al-Fitra, the Eid festival. We, the Muslims worldwide, will be joined together mentally, physically, and in spirit with our brothers and sisters from around the world in all countries. We are expected to break for al-Sawm, the fasting, on the day of Eid al-Fitr, Wednesday, 6th of July, 2016. In the Middle East, the astronomical new moon is on July 5th, brothers and sisters, Hijra year 1437, Wednesday at 1:24 Universal Time, July 6th, 4:23 a.m. on Mecca time. Brothers and sisters, note your calendar. Sunset at Mecca on Thursday, July 6th at 7:05 p.m. While moonset is at 7:17 p.m., moon is born before sunset in Mecca, and moonset is after sunset, so therefore on Friday. First day is Shawwal, Eid al-Fitr. It's on Fridays, brothers and sisters. So note your calendar, July 7th, inshallah. Layla al-Qadra in the Middle East is on sunset between the 20th or the 21st night of Ramadan, Hijri year, 1437, Sunday, June 26, 2016. Layla al-Qadra ends on the 30th night of Ramadan, Hijra 1437, Tuesday, July 5th, 2016. Brothers and sisters, it's important to attend al-Masjid for al-Tarawiyah prayer, especially the last 10 nights. Tarawiyah prayers consist of 20 rak'ahs, various consisting sets, starting at 2 rak'ahs to 2 to 4 rak'ahs until completed 20 rak'ahs, okay? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all on the right path and accept our fasting and prayers. Amen. Learn more detailed information about the sighting of the moon, moon setting, and sunrise. Please visit www.fiqhcouncil.org. That's FIQHCOUNCIL.org. timeanddate.com and or www.moonsighting.com. You may download and print your copy of both months of Ramadan in Shawwal timetable calendar at islamicfinder.org. Keep track with times and dates of Ramadan, domestical and international, around the world at timeanddate.com. Brothers and sisters, note, recitations and portion readings of all surahs and ayats of the Holy Quran must be studied and read each day by 12 midnight, must be completed by the end of Ramadan. If not completed, you have till the end of the year 1437, 2016, to complete the Quranic reading by the year 1438, 2017, inshallah. Holy Quran sections, Al Surah and Ayat for Ramadan 1437, 2016, contents of the Holy Quran is Day 6, Part 6, Section 21, End of the Hypocrites, Chapter 5, Al Ma'idah, the Food. Prayer timetable on the 10th day Ramadan begins in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, on Friday, June 10th, Hijra year 1437. That would be the fifth day of Hijra. Fajra, 4 o'clock a.m., sunrise, 5:37 a.m., Dhuhr, 1:08 p.m., Ashura, 5:07 p.m., Maghrib, 8:37 p.m., and Isha, 10:15 p.m. Brothers and sisters, after Jummah services, upon exiting the temple masjid, our brothers await you with a free Ramadan package. Included therein is a copy of the observation of the upcoming Islamic holidays calendar. Ramadan in Shawwal, Hijri year 1437-2016. Include Quranic surahs and ayahs and sections to read on the days of Ramadan for each day. In addition, more information in the preparation for observing Hajj. Online listeners, dial-in members, guests, and listeners, be sure to receive your gifts upon leaving Al-Ummah's Temple Masjid. If you have any questions, please contact Administration and Registration Department. Email the Supreme Wisdom Lessons at yahoo.com in regards to your free package Ramadan gifts. Donate by making a generous contribution today, brothers and sisters, especially if in the communities of Harrisburg. You will be helping the Islamic Center Masjid As-Sabreen, Islamic Society of Greater Harrisburg, Hadi Mosque Ahmadiyya in Harrisburg, Harrisburg Masjid Culture Center, Al-Ummah's Temple Masjid, the Supreme Wisdom Lessons Broadcast, Temple Church Mosque Masjid Number 0, and Al-Huda School for our community's children. Please continue serving the needs of our Islamic community in Harrisburg area. I'd like to further share with you the Islamic Center Masjid As-Sabreen is one of the first Islamic centers in Greater Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It was established in 1993 by our Sultan and Imam Adib. Sheikh Adib is one of our humble and meek men of great knowledge, wisdom, and understanding in many fields. He is the Sheikh of the state of Pennsylvania, and I am most honored to know him. He is my wali. And all the imams among his ranks and other communities are men of high intelligence, wisdom, love, and compassion is in their hearts to build, educate, save, and guide humanity. We have not come this far without them, and certainly, brothers and sisters, not without you. Alhamdulillah. Please, send your money contributions, donations, and Ramadan gifts and gift cards to the following address. Just a helpful hint to you. On your envelope below, on the right corner of your envelope, be sure to write attention, or you can abbreviate attention, preferred in capital letters as in ATTN, okay? Then write Department of Secretary / zakat, or the name of the imam who you are sending your contribution to. Addresses: Islamic Center, Masjid As-Sabreen. That's Masjid As-Sabreen. That's A-S-S-A-B-E-R-E-E-N. Address 1403 South Cameron Street, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 17104. Imam Adib. That's A-D-E-E-B. Islamic Society of Greater Harrisburg, 407 North Flint Street, P.O. Box 7436, Stilton, Pennsylvania. Attention, Department of Secretary for Zakat. Hadi Mosque, Ahmadiyya Muslim Community Mosque, 245 Division Street, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 17110. Harrisburg Masjid Culture Center, 200 South 17th Street, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 17103. Attention to Imam Hassan. H-A-S spelling of Hassan's name. Please support Al-Huda School for our community children by sending your money contribution to Al-Huda School. 1007 Rana, that's R-A-N-A, Villa, V-I-L-L-A, Avenue, Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, 17011. Al Ummah's Temple Masjid and the Supreme Wisdom Lessons broadcast, Temple Church Mosque Masjid number 0, Blog Talk Radio, 139 South 14th Street, Apartment 2RR, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 17102. Attention, Imam Malika Alauma. That's M-A-L-I-K-A Alauma. A-L-L-A-H-U-M-M-A. Thank you for listening to Important Announcements. You're listening to the Supreme Wisdom Lessons broadcast, Temple Church Mosque Masjid number 0, Blog Talk Radio. Now airing live, Alauma's Temple Masjid, Al Kupa Sermon by Imam Malika Mariam Alauma. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu Alla ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, Hayya ala salat, Hayya ala falah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace. Blessings of Allah be with you, brothers and sisters. Praise Allah Ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah Ta'ala said, invite all to the way of the Lord with wisdom and beautiful preaching and argue with them in ways that are best and most gracious. For thy Lord knoweth best who have strayed from his path. Al-Quran, Surah 16, Ayah 125. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My dear brothers and sisters, invocation is invoking prayer, giving supplication to Allah for purification of the soul. Today's Jummah service is an opportunity for you to save yourself and be redeemed from all past, previous, and upcoming sins that is laid before you. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, of the highest examples, I'm just going to say the highest example he gave, all right, how to give invocation. He gave observance to Allah in prayer, invoking prayers, begging and pleading Allah's mercy, compassion, and for his forgiveness. We Muslims must follow his good example. He left with us a survival package. One of the things inside that package was how to pray and words to say. Brothers and sisters, this is your time to acknowledge your sin and repent, even if you're not aware of your sins. Repent for yours, that he may find forgiveness in you. It was these words Prophet Muhammad said in invocation. All praise is due to Allah. I praise him and seek his assistance, and I beseech his guidance, and I ask for his forgiveness. I bear witness that there is no deity but Allah, the One. He has no associates, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. A'udhu billahi minash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirabbil alamin wa astaghfiruhu wa astaghfirihi wa astaghfiruhu. Wa la ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. All praise is due to Allah. We laud him, we beseech help from him, and ask his protection. We confide in him, we trust in him alone, and we seek protection against the evils and mischiefs of our souls, and from the bad results of our deeds. Whomsoever he guides on the right path, none can misguide him, and whoever he declares misled, none can guide him onto the right path. And we bear witness that none deserves to be worshipped except Allah. He is alone and has no partners, brothers and sisters. We bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and messenger. O servants of Allah, may Allah be merciful to you. My dear brothers and sisters, Juma Mubarak, once again, we have met, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Ramadan is the year, brothers and sisters, of the Holy Spirit, Allahu Akbar. Today I am honored and blessed by Allah's permission to share with you our Kippur sermon, our psalm, the fasting of Ramadan Hijri, 1437-2016. We the Muslims are observing Ramadan this year, 1437, is one of the five pillars of Islam, alhamdulillah. Ramadan is known to be the month of Shaitan, cannot be victorious over you. Ramadan is a test to demonstrate submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one God. Ramadan is a way to keep the mind and body focused on good deeds and self-discipline. During the month of Ramadan, Muslims from around the world must ask for forgiveness so that he or she may attain paradise through Allah's mercy, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, you must note that during some fast, a person do not eat or drink between sunrise and sunset, and it is obligatory on all Muslims to do so if they are physically and mentally sound and fit. Fasting is obligatory, brothers and sisters, except for the traveler, elderly, pregnant women, menstruating women, or chronologically ill persons. If you have a job, depending what you're doing on that job, if the job is not hard labor or require great attention, you can fast while working. Again, except for hard labors and hard jobs that requires focus and a lot of attention, okay? So if you're not able to fast because of any of these I mentioned in my above sayings, whoever cannot fast, it is their duty to feed the poor if they have the financial ability to do so. Fasting is not only to abstaining from food and drink until fixed times. Fast for the month of Ramadan is also a test of patience and refraining from evil actions, evil thoughts, and bidding of evil deeds. This is the month of the Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters. Spend it wisely. Put away things you normally do, such as maybe smoking cigarettes, using profanity, bad words, creating arguments. Refrain from eating unwanted foods that are not good for you, and give up the worst things you do. Don't sleep on the golden day, brothers and sisters, okay? Alhamdulillah. Wasalatu wasalamu Allah Karilu Mursaleen Muhammadin wa Allah Alihi wasabihi ajma'in. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. In Allah wa malaikatuhu yusalluna ala nabiyya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Al-Quran 33:56. Ala umma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidu majid. Ala umma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama barakta ala Ibrahim ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidu majid. Brothers and sisters, keep in mind shortly thereafter, the caller of prayer is called upon you to come pray. After Salatul Maghrib, gather among the fasting ones, sit down, and have iftar, feast together. And don't forget to feed the poor. There is no requirement of measure in how much you eat. Eat civilized and eat until you become full. Each day after Isha, the night prayer, Muslims join together in the masjid, the temple, or the mosque, or in the home with three or more among themselves, gather it together with those observing the fast. I strongly recommend you to be gathered in myriads and in multitudes for the sake of strength. Become one body, brothers and sisters, together, and perform the voluntary prayer of Tarawiyah, consisting of 8 to 20 rak'ahs. Importantly, my dear brothers and sisters, be ye gathered together on the last 10 days of the month of the 10th night, of the 10 nights, okay, of Al-Qadra. Al-Qadra, the odd 10 nights of power. That is Al-Qadra, okay? Be mindful. The fast, the first day, excuse me, of the fast, or Shawwal, the feast of the fast breaking, to celebrate the end of Ramadan, okay, during this first day of the month. This day, early in the morning, Muslims say the morning prayer. It's called, I believe it's called, Eid Namaz, and pay obligatory charity, Zakat al-Fitra. And my dear brothers and sisters, this feast is the second most important feast for the Muslims. You don't want to miss, okay? Inshallah, I'd like to share more about Ramadan next week, Juma. May Allah grant us all success. Ameen. Masalam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashadu Allah, ilaha ya Allah. Ashadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Haya Allah, Salah, Haya Allah, Salah. Quat, quat, matis Allah, quat, quat, matis Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Bismillah. Allahu Akbar. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik wa tabarak ismuka wa ta'Allah jaduka. Walla ilaha guluk. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Arrahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. إذن سراط المستقيم سراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا آتيناك الكوثر فصلي لربك وانحر. إن شانئك هو وأطار. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العظيم، سبحان ربي العظيم، سبحان ربي العظيم. جميع الأخوة من حمد ربنا لك الحمد. الله أكبر، الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سبحان نبي الله، سبحان نبي الله، سبحان نبي الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. إهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حسد إذا حسد. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العظيم، سبحان ربي العظيم، سبحان ربي العظيم. سمي الله لمن حمده ربنا لك الحمد. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الله، سبحان ربي الله، سبحان ربي الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الله، سبحان ربي الله، سبحان ربي الله، سبحان ربي الله. الله أكبر. التحياتُ لله وصلواتُ وطيباتُ السلامُ عليكَ أيُّهَا النبيُّ ورحمةُ الله وبركاتُ السلامُ علينا وعلى عبادِ الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدًا عبدُه ورسولُه. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Brothers and sisters, any good came from Allah and any wrong came from myself or Shaitan. Therefore, I ask Allah's mercy upon me and forgive me my wrongful errors. Brothers and sisters, if you are aware of my errors, please share with me in humbleness in meek, okay? Kalima Shahada, dear brothers and sisters, please stand if you can or remain seated. Raise your right hand up with your index fingers raised, somewhat as you would do when performing a salat when sitting in the position of Julus or Jusa. After the second rakat or fourth rakat, and salat with your right hand rested on your lap with index finger raised towards the east. This is called tashahhud. Tashahhud is somewhat slightly different from kalima shahada. Tashahhud is a prayer said silently, and kalima shahada is to bear witness by repeating the two syllable statement after the imam recites it loud enough that the imam or congregation bear witnesses your testimony becoming a Muslim. To become a Muslim, one needs only to profess the declaration of faith, Shahada, in al-Islam. This consists of two simple statements. La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. Repeat after me. La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. Congratulations. Allahu Akbar. That's it, brothers and sisters. What you have declared is that there is no deity worthy of worship but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. With these statements coming from the bottom of one's heart, one becomes a member of the Muslim Ummah or community. In essence, it is as if one has signed a contract with Allah to carry out the teachings of Al-Islam sanctioned in the Quran and Hadith. Please join us with us next week, Jummah, okay? Or find a masjid in your local residency area where you live, okay, brothers and sisters? I love you. I greet you in peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please go in peace. Assalamu alaikum.